here's a story from The World.
People who work on international climate policy are celebrating the election of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Their campaign pledged to put the U.S. back in the Paris Climate Agreement and, quote, rally the rest of the world to meet the threat of climate change. The campaign also offered up a $2 trillion climate change plan, the most aggressive ever laid out by a major party presidential ticket. The World's environment correspondent Carolyn Beeler has reaction from the climate world.
This video on Twitter kind of sums it up. A woman is shrieking, jumping up and down while spinning in a circle and pumping her fists in the air. She's Cristiana Figueres, the Costa Rican diplomat who ran the Paris Agreement process at the UN. "Sorry, no containment today," she tweeted on Saturday. "Congratulations, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris." In Dhaka, scientist and climate advisor to the Bangladeshi government, Salimul Haq, was a little more sedate.
"Well, I'm extremely relieved. It's been a complete nail-biter."
The U.S. is responsible for the world's second most greenhouse gas emissions. So Haq says who sits in the White House matters everywhere.
"It means a huge, huge amount. It is absolutely difficult to overstate how bad another 4 years of Trump would have been for the global climate change world."
President Trump once called climate change a hoax, reversed a slew of domestic policies aimed at cutting greenhouse gas emissions, and took the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Pact. But under a new administration, Huck says the U.S. will be welcomed back with open arms.
"So the U.S. has a lot of catching up to do, but we are extremely hopeful that now we have an administration that knows the problem, is willing to solve the problem, and join with the rest of the world in solving the problem."
Climate change was a bigger election issue than ever before in 2020. Nearly 7 in 10 Biden voters told Pew Research Center it was very important to their vote. And at the Democratic National Convention this summer, Biden named it as one of four historic crises Americans are facing: the pandemic, recession, racial injustice, and
the undeniable realities and just the accelerating threats of climate change.
And an election that made headlines around the world, that focus on climate change got attention. Carlos Fuller is the lead negotiator at UN Climate Talks for the Alliance for Small Island States. He says he's been following Biden's campaign for a while.
"He spoke about getting the U.S. back into the Paris Agreement and doing a lot of work on addressing climate change, which for us was great news. With this change, I actually see, a lot of hope coming back."
Part of that hope is because the Biden-Harris campaign pledged to set greenhouse gas emission targets in line with science.
"But more importantly, it's what the U.S. could do to reduce their emissions would mean developing of technology, and that technology would then be available for the private sector for the whole world."
Fuller lives in Belize, and when we spoke, the remnants of Hurricane Eta fell outside. The storm is thought to have killed scores of people, left more than 100 missing, flooded homes, and forced evacuations across Central America. It's the kind of storm expected to grow more intense as the climate warms. Advocates and policymakers see Biden's $2 trillion climate plan as a step in the right direction, but they're already tempering expectations about what a new administration will actually be able to accomplish with a Congress that's likely to be divided.
"How much of it he can get done, of course, we're going to have to wait and see."
Andrew Light is a former Obama administration climate change negotiator.
"It's going to depend a lot on, if you have a Republican-controlled Senate, how many individuals there who are willing to cross the line."
If any are. Senator Mitt Romney yesterday became one of the first high-profile Republicans to call for Americans to get behind Biden. In the same CNN interview, though, he also criticized Biden's long-term plan to shift the country off of fossil fuels.
"I want to make sure that we conservatives keep on fighting to make sure that we don't have a Green New Deal. We don't get rid of gas and coal and oil."
Experts expect a coronavirus stimulus package to present the first opportunity for the Biden-Harris administration to try to drum up support for green energy investments. And re-entering the Global Climate Pact is one thing the White House can do without congressional approval. For The World, I'm Carolyn Beeler.